This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The beef checkoff program has been taking shots in recent years from groups claiming the program does not have what's best for the cattle producers in mind. The Cattlemen's Beef Board that oversees the collection and spending of checkoff funds says that could not be farther from the truth. Board Chair Jared Brackett says they just administer the checkoff. It's the producers who call the shots.
It is the producer's checkoff, and you know, feel very fortunate to have served and still serving on behalf of the producers as a producer. But you know, we want our producers involved. We want our producers to have a say. We want to know what they're thinking. We want to hear them. They need to reach out to us, whether they go to, you know, drivingdemandforbeef.com and sign up for the drive or call us personally, whatever. Show up, get involved, because people who are there are the ones who are going to make the decisions, and we really want to hear what they're thinking.
Board CEO Greg Haynes agrees wholeheartedly.
I'd like to stress that. I mean, I think the producers really do need to know that this is a producer-led, a producer-driven, and a program that's designed to support them. And so, as Jared was saying, all these decisions, you know, how program dollars are used are all done by, you know, producer committees.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Beef Checkoff Program.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.